time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Blaine Wamsley is on the phone from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Blaine, before I go any further, do you know how to spell Albuquerque?
After a fashion, I have learned how to spell it. Just lots of A's and Q's and U's in there. A-L-B... Q-U-E-R, Q-U-E, something like that.
Something like that. Well, Blaine, welcome. Nice to have you playing the Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Bruce.
What's your musical background, Blaine?
Well, in an earlier incarnation, I studied piano with William Ackling in Ohio, and I have really what I would consider a lifelong interest in what is sometimes termed the Golden Age pianists, the recordings of the great artists from the beginning of the 20th century, and that's something that I'm very passionate and interested in.
Mm-hmm. The recordings are kind of scratchy, but the musicality comes through so beautifully.
Yeah, and you can quickly just discount that surface noise, and you hear something that you just don't hear anymore.
Yeah. Well, Blaine, great to have you playing our Piano Puzzler this week. We'll add a little bit of scratchiness to Bruce when he's playing.
Well, I'll feel right at home.
Okay. He's going to play his puzzler. Your job, of course, twofold, to name the tune that's hidden in here, and also the composer whose style he's imitating. So, Blaine, you all set?
Yes.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
Wow, quite an expansive piano puzzler this time. So, Blaine, what do you hear?
Oh, I've been listening to Bruce do this for a number of years now, and I think it's my perception that they've gotten more beautiful and elaborate and even sneaky over the years. This one's not any exception. I heard some things I recognized. One of them is one of the first Song Without Words by Mendelssohn.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It is the first Song Without Words by Mendelssohn, and it is this puzzler begins that way and is filled with phrases and ideas and configurations from that particular piece by Mendelssohn, yes.
So you named the composer right away, Felix Mendelssohn, not only in the style of Mendelssohn, but borrowing quite a bit from the first Song Without Words by Mendelssohn. Now, what about the hidden tune?
I didn't get it right away, but it finally sunk into my ears. It sounded like A Christmas Carol, maybe Jingle Bells?
Yes, it is Jingle Bells, absolutely. And I think it was good that you kept listening because it's there, it's very clear, but I think the Mendelssohn completely envelops it for one thing. And you might have noticed that I've changed the relationship of Jingle Bells to the meter of 4/4.
Hmm. Can you give us a little demonstration of what
yes.
you mean by that?
Sure. Well, the tune normally starts on the beat. So right away, I decided to, as you said, I got sneaky. I decided to put it on the fourth beat and go to the first beat, which you can hear, and it throws you off. Here we go with one, two, three. So just that one thing of having the harmony resolve here, it is possible that you wouldn't recognize it just from that.
And I didn't.
Yes, and that is the one thing that disguises it a lot. It's slowed down, of course. The harmonies are different, but it's also off.
It shifted over
four.
A beat.
Yeah, it starts on four instead of one. So it takes a while to get it. And a few places, I suddenly played the tune faster. One of them is here.
So Jingle Bells, in the style of Felix Mendelssohn, borrowing heavily from his first Song Without Words. Well, Blaine, very nicely done. You got both parts of that. Blaine, what's your public radio station?
It's KUNM here in Albuquerque.
Uh-huh. Blaine Walmsley from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Of course. Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
See you, Fred.